Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. It's our first edition of Second Guest Show. Bobby and I are in studio at WWL for the first edition. And, Bob, we got game one of preseason out of the way. You know, in so many ways, preseason is a bit of a mirage. You're always looking for stories and a player or players that can step up their game. And I looked at that game and watched it, and the one guy that really stuck out to me was Michael Heldman.
From Central Michigan.
Undrafted free agent from Central Michigan. And
well, Mike, he had a stat line that was off the chart. If you're able to do this in a real game and you look at the number of snaps that he played, I don't care on any team, like, and we look at Chase Young, he has the potential to put up these kind of numbers. So, Mike, you look at 6 total tackles, 2 sacks, 3 quarterback hurries or quarterback hits, however you describe it, and 3 tackles for a loss. I mean, talk about being disruptive and getting penetration. No, I think any player, I don't know if he, you know, you always want to have positive vibes, positive dreams the night before a game. And I know he's hoping that the night before the Rams game, the preseason game, that doesn't count. He's going to get another opportunity that if he could put up those kind of numbers, how can he not help be on the team? I mean, I think for sure practice squad guy, how are you going to develop?
I'm not sure you put him on the practice squad.
No,
he stays there.
Someone else, yeah, because look at the production. And, Mike, he's undersized, only 6'3", but he's a football.
He doesn't have the longest arms in the world.
Player.
And I remember after he got selected, Charlie and I were talking about it. He was one of the guys that I was really surprised somebody didn't pick him. He had 10.5 sacks last year. Bob, when you watch him play, almost every snap, he was not double-teamed, but that was always a chip, either from the tight end or the running back. And one of his coaches told me, Mike, he's a good to very good practice player.
Well,
he takes it, he can click the dial like click, click, come game day, and then he becomes a bad-to-the-bone player.
Well, just think if he is this version. I've probably said this now, but you're not always listening at the same time. I've said this 3 times now on the radio, and you're familiar with Dane Brugler, you know, with Athletic. Before the draft, he said about Heldman, was the MAC, the conference he's from, Central Michigan, the MAC-level version of Joey Bosa. What? If he's... My ass high praise. The MAC level version of Joey Bosa, which makes sense and we could interest Brandon Staley, the defensive coordinator, because Brandon Staley coached Bosa with the Chargers. You know, what have you done for me lately? Look, he had a breakout senior season, 10.5 sacks. And he's a mature guy, fifth year senior. He could be a late bloomer. Why didn't he come out early? Well, you know, he's
at Central Michigan.
Yeah, he went in that situation. So I don't know. All I know is he's produced. You might say, well, it's threes on threes. I'm sure he'll get different opportunities to see where. Okay, go against the Rams' first offensive line. Let me see what you're going to do.
Or the Cowboys.
Yeah, exactly. That's all going to come about, and it's going to end up playing itself out. But as far as, you know, the big eye in the sky don't lie, and you want to track a coach and the numbers. Look at Hellman. And another one, Mike, that has been a special teams guy, the Saints invested in him, is a linebacker from Texas.
Jalen Ford.
Jalen Ford. Mike, look, seven total tackles, quarterback hit. He had that nice interception. We've seen him intercept balls in the preseason before. I think he had one last year. Pass defendant also had a special teams tackle. So that's to get your attention. And then a guy, how can you not cheer for this guy? Martin Emerson Jr., all the adversity he's faced, Pensacola, Mississippi State. He was starting off for the Cleveland Browns, and they have always had a stout defense. Then he blew out his Achilles. Well, three passes defended. So when the ball was around him, and who did not have success, and when the ball was around them, was Isaac Yiadom. So I would tend, I already know we have an Isaac Yiadom. Remember, he started this season last year. Then Quincy Riley overtook that starting position. So I would tend to go, now he's still going to compete in camp, but I would tend to go more with Martin Emerson Jr. than even Isaac Yiadom.
Bob, one of the things that continued from the Thursday practice, and boy, if you watched the line of scrimmage, and I think Hellman was part of it, man, their tackles were moving. Man, they were moving their feet back like a half second. Now, he got called for a few, but man, you could have almost called it every play. Their tackles were trying to get themselves in position to just get their hands on the Saints' defensive ends coming off the edge. Now, that's one thing to do it against Chase Young, but now you're doing it against Michael Hellman also, the exact same way.
And then, Mike, another one that we praise, he'd be one – that I know if he was starting or he goes in the game, they're going to test him. And you know who I'm talking about, Jaden Price at that star position. But he's done nothing but make plays, passes defended. He's been amongst the leaders, if not the leader, in the whole secondary. Well, in a real game where they are tackling, he was outstanding. He had an interception.
He finally caught it.
Right.
Remember him talking about, man, I gotta catch the ball better.
I have a number of pass defending, but now I need to catch it. Yeah. So he had two passes defending, an interception. He also had a tackle on special teams. So those are just the ones when you second guess and you're looking at guys that are catching the coach's eyes. Now, you can't rest on your laurels, just a preseason game against the Jaguars. Okay, well, what are you going to do going forward? Now, what are you going to do going on the road in California against the Rams? You can practice against the Rams, against Dallas, and you're going to ultimately play two preseason games before the season starts. But if you look at the actual game, it was truly a tale of two halves. I mean, the Saints couldn't have got off to a better start. You almost had to take it to the house on the opening kickoff. I was like, oh, that we're celebrating the 60th year of Saints history. It's going to be like John Gilliam, the first time they ever had a kickoff return against the Rams, takes it to the house. Well, not quite. They kind of had the angle on him. But if you look at it, 86-yard kickoff return, and then all of a sudden you look at Estime, breaks three tackles, one play, one touchdown. So you couldn't have got off to a faster start. But, you know, now it'll be interesting to see the running back room, who's practicing and how healthy we are. Because when you look at it, Mike, I mean, it'd be like elimination is going to be like Donaldson. Now, I wish he'd have got more yards. He had like four attempts and no yards. He had a long gain of one. But you look at Chandler, who's going to get an opportunity now. He's more an Alvin Kamara type back. He had six carries, 24 yards. He had a long gain of nine, averaged 4 yards. But as to me, he averaged like 5.6 yards a carry. Like I said, that nice touchdown run. But dealing with that ankle injury now, but you know, they don't have to tell you it's a high ankle sprain or what kind of ankle it is, because if it's a high ankle sprain, that's like a broken ankle. And I don't know. I know he didn't mean to do this, but Spencer Rattler threw him a hospital ball. And that was a kill shot. And now it's just a shame that he got, hurt that way. Behind closed doors, you might say, man, don't be throwing that ball like that, that you're setting up the running back. And that's a kill shot for most defensive players. Even in the NFL, because they're so vulnerable. You're not moving forward, and you have no momentum, and you could almost see he was going to get hurt from the get-go with that throw.
Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The other thing is the fact that you can see, man, how well you've upgraded. Once you traded Rashid Shaheed, you knew your return game wasn't quite going to be the same. Taysom was pretty good at it also, but now with Barrion Brown and with Ty Chandler. Now, I got question marks up by the place kicker, but man, the return game, I think you got a couple guys there that can really help this football team.
But they still got to do it in a game. I don't know. Barrion Brown, I know he was trying to be explosive. He took -7 yards.
Just trying to turn the corner.
The speed of the NFL, how they'll close down right quick. And the Jaguars have one of the best special team units. But then you know what to me is unacceptable? And I go back to my old friend Clarence Vernon and even like Dion. Man, don't be fair catching no punt. There was a couple of times.
Jacksonville. That dude, that was nobody within 10 yards of it.
So why are you fair catching? No, you got to catch the coach's attention. And just if you get a double-digit return, you don't have to take it to the house. But if you're getting like 10-plus yards or, you know, I always tell you this when the season is all said and done, if you're averaging about 14 yards, Mike, you're all pro as a punt returner. So Trey Palmer, trying to impress the coaches, I didn't like that he fair caught one. And he had one return, 1 yard. So, yeah, and we cannot afford, like, Ryan Wright, hopefully that's out of system. Mike can't have a 15-yard shank.
No.
And you know why? Ultimately, they went backwards, that being the Jaguars. But guess what? They still got 3 points.
Cam Little.
Yeah. Cam Little. Okay,
ain't missing it.
They still got points out of that. And then, you know, when you look at our situation with Charlie Smith, he misses the 52-yarder, but it wasn't close. It was really wide.
Really
right.
Wide.
So you know why that's so important? And you've heard me say this. I think our team, the way we structured it all right now, the parity, that can be the difference whether you win 6 or 9 games. Because what if it comes down to, like, 3 occasions? If you make the kick, we win. If you miss it, we lose. Well, look at the end of the game, how we had to score a touchdown. What if we only, we only needed a field goal? And then you win the game. And then you reflect back on the woulda, coulda, shoulda, what happened earlier, but you put yourself in the position where you needed a touchdown instead of just a field goal.
Yeah, and again, it's a Richie Pettibone line, and he stole it from George Halas. Preseason is the biggest mirage in the world. That a lot of times you look at units and say, look great.
When you talk about mirage, Charlie, you might want to look this up. I think when the Saints, Mike, you might remember, when the Saints went 1-15, weren't they undefeated in preseason? Mike, I'm telling you, there was one season that
year one they were 5-1.
The Saints were 4-0. I'm telling you, this season and they didn't win jack. No, it was terrible.
It's mirage.
Yeah.
Okay, so. And you're trying to look at individual play. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Christian Miller until he got hurt.
Yeah,
Bob, I thought he did a nice job.
But who that nation don't want to hear that? First and second round pick. They hurt. We didn't even start. I mean, come on. Jaren Tyson. He's in. We don't want no street clothes to 3.0. You know, you had Anthony Davis 2.0, whatever. We don't want 3.0 street clothes and you dabbing it up with Hunter and all that. Come on. Hey, man, you should be almost embarrassed that you're not playing. I mean, I don't know. That just frustrates me when I see guys you're counting on and what their team has invested in him. And what I mean by that is first or second round pick. Now, we always say this. If you're top 10 pick, no, you got to start now. We're not developing nothing. And then,
Be part of the rotation.
Yes, yes, to contribute. And then our first two picks, because Mickey has nothing to do with that. They got to have all the ability in the world, but they got to be available. And Christian Miller, I think, could be a beast. But, again, what's bothering him? I mean, he had an early injury, then he came back. Vernon Broughton, I like where he's at right now, young guy stepping up.
Man, what a jump. And we'll talk about this. Once we get out of the break, of the move he made. Did we talk about Vernon Broughton in training camp a lot last year?
No.
I would say no.
No, he's just kind of learning what to do. And
we talked about him this year.
Oh, yeah. No, he's been disruptive. He's not Chase Young disruptive, but who is? When you think about it. Chase Young, as great as the Rams are and how Vegas looks at the Rams as number one maybe – to win the Super Bowl, look at their roster. You think Chase Young would start or for the Rams? Come on. He would start for every team. I mean, he is that dominant.
And how about your favorite right team, man, signing Von Miller, the old man, as a designated passer?
No, he'll do good for them.
I think he'll do really well for the Cowboys.
No, I hate to say this. The Cowgirls.
I think they'll be good, Bob.
Well, it's about time after 30 years the Cowgirls might have turned the corner. What, Mike, 3 decades? Hello?
They in the hunt, Bob.
No, because they're off. I like Dak Prescott, and their offense has been, their defense has been a liability. So so maybe they turn the corner, but it would be about time when you think about it.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!